Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come. Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
Welcome back to the show, and I just spoke with my guest, Peyton. Are you there?
Yes, hi.
Okay, I do apologize. It seems as though my microphone's having a little bit of problem. Seems like I did a few minutes of a monologue that no one got to hear. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to just start over here on the show with this backup mic, and we're going to just start real quickly here. I just want to talk real fast about this year being 2019. And a lot of people out there have made a lot of commitments that probably will be over by March. So it's hard. We live in a tough world. We're always trying to improve ourselves. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about this afternoon before we got up on the air with Peyton was that we want to make sure that we don't overcommit to 2019, especially if we don't bring the Lord with us in this commitment. So for the last few years, I've used the word obedience. I want to be more obedient to God. And this year, I've incorporated discipline. I want to be more disciplined to God. I want to be able to take my hands and feet off the controls and allow the Lord to lead me down that highway. I'm going to put all my trust in God instead of in the automotive designers that have these cars that run by themselves. Just think about it. If we trust them to allow us to go down a highway at high speeds, why wouldn't we trust the Lord to be able to guide us in our life? After all, the Lord has made no mistakes in my lifetime or a couple thousand years, as far as I can see. But the automakers have made plenty of mistakes. So when we talk about trust, when we talk about giving up control and allow God leading us, this is something that we need to think about. As I mentioned earlier in another show, you know, something that I read this morning was, if you choose your gifts wisely, they will multiply. If you misuse your gifts or ignore them altogether, they are lost. And one last thing is when I found that Zig Ziglar wrote something that says, you are the only person on earth who can use your ability. Now think about that. We're all been blessed with gifts. And most of us, self-included, do not take advantage of those gifts, do not use those gifts to better ourselves. So therefore, it's important that we stop, take a look in the mirror, find the voids in our lives, and recognize that with God's help, and if we allow God to help us, if we trust in the Lord, even though we can't see him, if we trust, we can gain access to better. So anyway, once again, I apologize for the beginning of the show not being able to hear us, but now we're on track, and I want to talk about my guest and bring her up here. Peyton Leonard is a international author, singer, composer, actress, and she's from a little town called Only. Now, I've never heard of that town, but we're going to bring up Peyton. We're going to find out more about her. Peyton, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Tony. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
That's my pleasure. Now, where is the town only for that?
It's about 30 to 40 minutes away from D.C. It's right in between Baltimore and D.C. in the county of Montgomery County in Maryland.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's not
I
a
just
small,
interviewed a young
yeah.
lady from Maryland.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So, awesome. That's it must be the day of Maryland. So, is that where you're from originally?
No, I was born in Livingston, New Jersey. My parents were in West Orange, but the hospital was in Livingston. And then we lived in Westchester, New York, before we moved to Albany.
That's crazy. Crazy, crazy. Well, I'm from a little town over there called Philadelphia. So
cool.
We're all in the same neighborhood.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, I think that's very cool. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about a couple things. Internationalist author, singer, composer, actress. Is this something that's just been coming through your lifetime? How did this all begin? Let's start there.
Yeah, let's see. I've been singing all my life, but I really got into classical singing at the age of 10. That's kind of when all my gifts kind of started coming out. And I taught myself how to play piano. I started writing my own music. And I was blessed. In my church, there's an opera singer, and she trained me on and off for 6 years. So I was able to be trained by her. So that was really awesome. And I've been in chorus in public school for as long as I can remember, except for sixth grade, which I'm really peeved about, because for some reason, my middle school, they wouldn't let sixth graders be in the chorus. So that was like the only time. But other than that, I've been writing for as long as I can remember. I got really serious about writing, I think, around high school, I think. Maybe even earlier. It's hard to remember. But I started writing my upcoming book called The Mutates, The Creation, actually in 10th grade. And I finally finished it last year or the year before that. I think it was 2017. And then I've been just remastering it and editing it and all that good stuff throughout 2018. But let's see. So, yeah, it's been something that I've been cultivating all of my life. And then acting, I really got into that in high school more than anything. I started doing musicals in school. I did Hairspray and I did Aida. And those were a lot of fun. I have a lot of fond memories of that time. And then I went to school at James Madison University for opera. I really fell in love with opera around 2004 when I was 10. This Phantom of the Opera with Gerard Butler and Emmy Rossum and Patrick Wilson came out, and I just fell in love with the whole musical. And I was able to sing the notes that Christine Daae could sing, and I just love the feeling. And then being trained by an opera singer really ignited that passion in me. So I really wanted to pursue that. So, that's a little bit about how those things kind of manifested themselves.
Well, I'm looking on your website, okay, and PeytonNaomiLeonard.com, as people can go there and check it out. But I'm seeing a picture of you, okay, and I'm going to just take a stab at this. I'm like you're around college age, and it looks like your dad's there with a picture of you, your dad, and Jack Canfield, and it looks like your dad has written a book as well.
Yes, yeah, he has.
So this is something in your family that, this seems like there's a good path already set for you. And Quantum Leap, that's the name of a book that I interviewed the lady that wrote a book called Quantum Leap a while back. So how did you get involved with all this? Is your dad been leading the way? Or, how is that unfolding in front of you at such a young age?
It's been mostly my dad. It's really interesting because he grew up as a musician and he went into the ministry. And he was there from the time that my brother and I were born. And then he got out of the ministry to kind of take care of us. And he gave up music for a couple of years so that he could focus on staying with us and making sure that we had the fatherly care that we had, that we needed. And through that whole journey, he became a project manager and a project portfolio manager. And in around 2013, he was actually fired from his job. And he had his own business, but he wasn't full-time in it. And so he went full-time into that. And he got VDOT, the Virginia Department of Transportation, as a client. And he's been with them for 5 years. And he was the one that got into Quantum Leap. And Quantum Leap is, I didn't realize someone wrote a book about it. That's really cool. It's a publishing and marketing program that Steve Harrison and Bill Harrison and Jack Canfield kind of created. And it helps people with their books. It helps them market themselves and with social media. It helps them with all, it has all these different programs that they do. And so from there, my dad was the first to kind of be a part of it. And he met Jack Canfield first because Jack usually comes for the conference every November and speaks. And so he got to listen to him speak, and he had already written his book by then, Culture is the Base. And so he had taken that picture with Jack Canfield, and then the next year, I believe, he took me. And from there, I actually met my producer. His name is Donald Robinson. He's a Grammy-nominated producer. He's a part of Quantum Leap, and he and my dad pretty much became really good friends. And from there, he fell in love with my story and everything that I'm trying to do with music. And he wanted to take me on as his mentor and coach. So one of the pictures you'll see is Donald and my father and myself and a friend of ours that was a part of it as well. I think his name was David. And so, yeah, my dad's pretty much been leading the way. And I've just been blessed to be kind of hanging on to his coattails. But at the same time,
awesome.
I
mean, that is awesome to do what you've done. And I'm looking on my shelf here. And so an author, Diane Collins, wrote a book, Do You Quantum Think?
Gotcha.
And yours was Quantum Leap. So that and it's crazy because the colors are the same, but maybe it's something in quantum that I'm not familiar with. So tell me, I don't know where to start with you here. I want people to know you're an author, a singer, a composer, and an actress, and that your dad is in photos with you with Jack Canfield. So you have great leadership in your family. But I want to talk about the book you wrote and why you wrote it and how you contracted Lyme disease, had to withdraw from school, and doing all the stuff that you just said that you did. I want to read something in your bio as well. Is that JMU, I contracted Lyme disease and had to withdraw from school. I was then diagnosed with depression and borderline personality disorder. It was a challenging time in my life. God used music to help me get back on my feet, and now I'm in school again, but I'm getting my bachelor's in English, and I wrote my first book in 2016 and published another book in 2018. At a young age, it's very impressive to see that I think that God makes us all desperate from time to time to really allow him in. He's got a crazy sense of humor, how he gets us to do what he wants us to do no matter what. But can you talk about that process?
Yeah, for sure. It all started in 2013, that summer. I believe that's the summer that I got infected with Lyme. And I was maybe – I was 3 years in the Lord. I had been a Christian for like since I was 16. And so I was still young in my faith, but it was a really cool time. It was an exciting time. I had done an internship with a sister church in Frederick, Maryland, and we were doing service projects in and around Frederick. And we were outside quite a bit, and Frederick, Maryland is woodsy and kind of just outdoorsy type. And so I'm thinking that I might have gotten bitten while I was in Frederick or when we volunteered at our church camp in Pennsylvania. I can't say for sure exactly where I was bit. I didn't see a bullseye rash, which is not as common as you would think for having Lyme disease. So I went back to JMU. It was my sophomore year, and I noticed that my knees were starting to hurt really bad, and I thought that I locked them. I wasn't sure what was going on, but they continued to get worse and worse. And then I started to experience flu-like symptoms, and I got really depressed. I just kind of went from one extreme to the other, which is a symptom of having borderline personality disorder. You kind of go from one extreme to the other, but I didn't know that at the time. So that happened, and I was just not in a good place spiritually and mentally, physically. I wasn't eating. I could barely get out of bed. I was missing classes, which is so out of character for me, because I've always prided myself in academics. And it just got to a point where I couldn't keep up. And I just emailed my dad in the middle of the night, and I told him, "Dad, I can't do this. I need to come home. I don't know what's going on with me, but I need help." And I'm so thankful for my parents, because, like, Dad was immediately like, "Of course, I'm here for you. I'll come get you as soon as I can." And, like, within the day or two, he was down there in Harrisonburg, and he came and got me, and I withdrew from JMU. It was a really tough time. Because I always wanted to be the good kid for my parents. And so it really broke my heart that I just wasn't able to keep up and be able to do the things that I felt like I should have been able to do. And my knees were still hurting. I was experiencing muscle aches. I wasn't sure what was going on. And so I got a physical done that November. And the nurse practitioner, you know, she was concerned, obviously, because I was 19 at the time, and I was experiencing joint pain, and that's not normal. So they had me tested for Lyme disease and some other stuff, and I didn't think much of it. The only thing that I knew about Lyme disease at the time was that my aunt had gotten it and had put her in the hospital because it depleted her of nutrients, like it was that. And a couple of days later, my primary care physician calls me and tells me that they found positive traces of Lyme in my system. And from there, things have just been an interesting ride. They put me on antibiotics, which is the normal protocol for dealing with Lyme disease, for 28 days, and it didn't help. My symptoms have progressively gotten worse over the years. It's been it'll be 6 years this summer that I've had Lyme disease. And now I experience neuropathy, which is nerve damage all throughout my body. I still have arthritis and joint pain all in my joints, in my hands, in my back, in my knees. I experience muscle spasms at times. I experience muscle twitching and muscle aches. I have sciatica, because I come to find out that my right leg is a little bit shorter than my left, and it's causing my body to twist in a way that's making a nerve get pinched. And I believe personally that the Lyme disease activated all of that and caused that pain. So so I credit that to Lyme. So I have sciatica. I have brain fog. I suffer from short-term memory loss at times because of what it's doing to my mind. I get heart palpitations. It's quite a ride. But I mean,
well, I'm gonna interrupt you here for a second.
Yeah,
when
sure.
I was 19 years old, which is going back over 40 years. I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and it comes from inflammation in your body, right? And you, well, they told me I wouldn't live to be over 25, but here I am, 62. Now, you have a lot of inflammation in your body and neuropathy and all the stuff in the medication. I want to tell you something. I've tried every holistic thing from stem cell therapy all the way down the ladder. You want to start drinking alkaline water because disease can't live in an alkaline environment in your body where acidic sodas, regular tap water or bottled water, it's all acidic. So disease can breed in there. And one of the major things that side effect of Crohn's is arthritis. And because of inflammation in your body. So try drinking alkaline water. I don't want to go off the Christian channel here, but I wanted to make sure that I know that we're talking to each other today just for one thing, to go to your local store and find alkaline water. I use Essentia, which is a good base of alkaline water, and it has helped me tremendously. But give that a try for the feelings. And another thing is magnesium. Take magnesium tablets, and some of that itching and twitching in your legs will go away. I promise you.
Thank you.
So let's get back. Yeah, let's get back to how God worked with you, or how, because at a young age, it's very frustrating to have faith in something you can't see. And I know that your dad is a big part of your life, and was in, you know, that, you know, he turned his life differently for you children. But he had to be a strong spiritual leader in your house, so it kept you on track. But still, at a young age, it's hard to stay focused to things because we want things. We want them now. You know, I mean, we want it yesterday, right? So talk about how you learned how to lean on God to get through these processes and how when you look back, because you said it'd be 6 years, right? When you look back down that path, it doesn't look as difficult as it was going through it, but it's more understanding now. Could you explain some of that?
Yeah, sure. Where do I even begin? Leaning on God through this whole thing. Yeah, God has definitely taught me that He is dependable, that He is reliable, that He's faithful, that He's trustworthy. I'm still growing and trusting Him. I've just been through a lot, so at times I can flip back and forth between, do I trust God, do I not trust God? And so over time and time again through this whole ordeal, He's just shown Himself to be so true to me. I honestly wouldn't be here without Him. I probably would have killed myself because of the pain and the mental anguish and everything that I've gone through. I just wouldn't have made it. And so I'm really indebted to Him for all that He's done and taught me. He's taught me a lot about just embracing who I am. With my mental illnesses and my physical illnesses, and just it makes me think of I believe it's 2 Corinthians 12 where, you know, he says to Paul that his grace is sufficient for him, for his power is made perfectness, and you know, then Paul says he's going to boast all the more about in his weaknesses so that, you know, Christ's power may rest on him. And so I feel that way. I feel that strongly, you know, that like God has allowed me to have these weaknesses so that His power is made perfect in me. And I really embrace that and accept it. And it's been hard. There have been times where I've had to really go back and mourn because, I mean, having Lyme disease at 19, it's just like it kind of steals your youth, you know.
Tell me how God used music to help you get back on your feet. Explain a little bit about that.
Yeah. There's this song that really inspired me. It's called Be Still My Soul. And it talks about how through thorny ways, like, he leads you to, oh, gosh, I'm trying to remember it from my memory, and I can't. It's like, through thorny ways, he brings you to joyful ends. And like, the whole first verse was, like, it just really spoke to me. And because for a while, like, during my depression and everything else dealing with this whole thing, I just couldn't even do anything but lay down. Because I was just so sad and just so in such a dark place. But God gently brought me back to music, and has allowed me to use my music to inspire other people and to inspire me, honestly. And kind of get me out of the dark hole that I was slowly sinking into. And yeah, Be Still My Soul was a song that really, like, resonated with me. And I'm trying to think. Like, I've written some songs, like, through that whole time that really was, like, a balm to my soul, because it helps me to really cope and deal with the agony that I was feeling. And even with Lyme, like, I wrote a song about Lyme disease called To Lyme From Us. And it's a letter to Lyme disease from, you know, all of us Lymies that deal with this disease. And I felt that was very therapeutic going through that, and making that song. It was painful for sure, but at the same time, it was helpful and needed. And when I sing it, people are inspired. So I'm really, really happy about that.
Well, I hope that you realize that you have gone through this process to help so many more people, because at such a young age, you've got to experience so much. God has plans on using you to help other people at a young age get through. You're a testimony. You're the proof that even though you can't see, touch, or smell him, that if you depend on him, if you lean on him, if you trust him, you can make it through all types of obstacles and still come out on top, not only as an author and a singer and a composer and an actress, but as an individual, as a person. Okay, and so you have been so blessed to be able to see that at such a young age. You know, I mentioned that I went through Crohn's at the age of 19, but I found the Lord at the age of 54, okay, and I was going through another battle with Crohn's. So I know when you're sick, you're desperate, and you'll try anything. And then when it works, you're like, dang, never, there you go, it worked. So it's got to be real. And it's the only thing you can hold on and embrace. It'll keep you above water when the times get tough again. So as I mentioned before, you're the witness. You're the testimony that great things do happen to people if they give God a chance. So you're so blessed. And don't be down on yourself when times are going slow. Just know that there's more greatness coming out of you.
Appreciate that so much. Thank you so much.
Well, I tell you, I'm blessed to be able to interview someone with your knowledge of the Lord and your trust of the Lord and your and the example that you are able to be for that, because most people your age, I mean, I'm an old man. I'm probably older than your father, but the fact of the matter is, to see someone at your age being able to have that strength is just awesome, because you're going to need that as time gets going longer in life, and you're going to be a big help and mentor to a lot of people. So I'm blessed to have the opportunity to interview you.
Amen. Thank you.
So one of the things, because we're running out of time here, a couple more questions I have. One is, are you writing another book?
As of right now, I am. I have several books that I'm working on. But I'm focused right now on The Mutates, which is a sci-fi novel. It's a Christian sci-fi novel. And I reached out to some agents and publishers for that. and I'm going to keep doing that until I get accepted. And if I don't, then I'm just going to self-publish like I did my first book. And so I have that going, and then I'm currently writing the second book in the series. And it's going to be a series, which I'm really excited about. And so I've been focusing on that. But I have some other books that I'm working on. One is an allegory to mental illness. Another is a book about thorns based on 2 Corinthians 12. And I have some other fictional works that are in the process of being made.
Well, that is awesome. And so one of the things I ask all my guests is, you know, coming into the year 2019, as I mentioned in the beginning, we all make a lot of promises to ourselves that we break by March. But coming into 2019, knowing what you know right now in life at a young age, what is a piece of advice that you would put out there to someone your age, older, my age, just anyone in general? What's one experience that you've had that you know if other people trust, it might help them through? Any suggestions?
It makes me think of Proverbs where it says, you know, I'm going to like paraphrase, but it's like a man plans his ways, but the Lord determines his steps. And I would just say, just be aware of that you can plan all you want, but that doesn't mean your plans are going to go the way that you want them to. And so, like me, I never expected to have Lyme disease or depression or BPD or any of the other things that I have. But it's the path that God has chosen for me. And so I would say just trust God. He's faithful. He's dependable. He'll never hurt you, not on purpose. He certainly uses suffering to shape you and mold you, but he'll never intentionally hurt you. He's a safe place. He's a refuge. And trust in him, and he will guide your steps. You know, he will make your path straight, as Proverbs 3:5-6 says. So just trust in him.
Yeah. Proverbs 16:9. The mind of a man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. So
exactly.
Good piece of advice. Very, very good piece. Hard to follow, you know, because we get in the middle of stuff and it's like, I forgot, what was it again? Oh, yeah, I got to do that again. So it's hard. It's nothing about it easy, but I can guarantee you anything in life that you receive that's valuable came from a struggle. Nothing
Definitely.
That comes to you easy, you know, is appreciated. So unfortunately, as humans, we have to endure that. But like I said earlier, we're blessed to have someone like you at your age be that strong mentally and physically to endure what you're going through. And I just hope that you will come back, be a guest on the show again when the next book comes out or your series of books comes out or when the next thing God moves you comes out. Let us help promote what you're doing.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time today. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I got to wrap up the show, so once again, Peyton Leonard, thank you. Before we head out, just let everybody know how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, check out my website, www.peytonnaomileonard.com. You can reach out to me on my website, and I do blogs. I've done like a whole excerpt of my book, my first book, The Mutates. Like each chapter, I've done little excerpts, so you can read some of my book on there, and I did a little preview of the second book on there for your viewing pleasure. So feel free to contact me on that website for sure.
All right, and make sure to know that there's some music on there too that you can listen to, and I'm sure that if you talk Peyton into it, she'd come out and sing in your venue as well. So Peyton, Naomi, Leonard, thank you once again for taking time out to bless us with your story. I wish you much, much success, and our prayers are with you as you move forward. And I hope you have a blessed week.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Folks, I'm going to just wrap up the show. We're a little bit out of time. Once again, I apologize for the rough start. We just had a little bit of equipment problems, but I just want to make sure that everybody knows that if they go to Peyton Naomi Leonard, okay, you'll find everything out about her on her website. Well, connect with her on Facebook. Connect with her on Twitter. Just connect with her, okay? And because all this takes place for a reason. God has plans for you to know Naomi's story for reasons that might help you or the people that surround you. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. We're here every week from between 3 and 5 Central Standard Time. We have a couple different shows. You can find out more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com, or you can go to Tough Talk Radio Network and see the other shows that we are airing. As I said, in the next month, we'll be opening 4 more shows back up. So we're always interested in sharing what the Lord is doing for you or any of our other shows. Just reach out to me, info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Once again, my name is Tony Gambone, and I just appreciate the time that people take to listen into our shows so that we can help share what the incredible people around our world are doing for others through the Lord. We pray this all in Jesus' name, and we just see you next week.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.